Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Cabinet meeting, Tuesday the 11th of October. May I take this opportunity to remind everyone that this Cabinet meeting will be webcast live. We give a warm welcome to Judith Mathers and Julie Fox, teachers from Morriswood Primary School, who will be guest speakers later on in the meeting. Can any apologies?
There are apologies from Margaret Harkness.
The order of business?
The order of business is as per the agenda.
Thank you. And any declarations of interest? Thank you. No declarations of interest at this time. Can we go through the minutes of the special Cabinet meeting of the 30th of August? Are these approved? Yes. Thank you. And minutes of the Cabinet of the 30th of August? Thank you very much. And now we move on to items number 5.1, the inspection of Morriswood Primary School and Nursery Class. And this is a report by Dr. Smith, Director of Education, Communities and the Economy.
Thank you, Leader. This report outlines the outcome of an inspection of both primary and nursery education at Morriswood Primary School carried out in May this year. I have invited Julie Fox, School Group Manager, and Judith Mathers to see the formal process of an inspection report and to answer any questions that the Cabinet may have. Cabinet members will note the indicators are set out in Section 2.2. In primary school, the improvements in performance was good, the learners' experience was good, meeting learners' needs was very good. In the nursery class, improvements in performance was graded as very good, children's experiences very good, meeting learners' needs good. And combined, the primary class and nursery class, the curriculum was good and the improvement through self-evaluation was satisfactory. Section 2.3 notes the particular strengths of the school as set out, the supportive, inclusive ethos, staff who are keen to improve their professional practice, flexible approaches, highly motivated nursery children who are actively engaged in making decisions in their learning. One area I would like to highlight in the report is on page 25 in the letter to the parents, where it states that children in the nursery are happy, confident, play very well together. They discuss their learning with enthusiasm. They are developing independence well. Across the primary stages, children settle quickly to task. Behaviour in classrooms throughout the school is exemplary. We don't often see that in a report, so that's really positive for the school. We know that there's areas for improvement, and these have been agreed between the inspectors and the nursery, just to continue to develop the curriculum, continue to improve the approaches to assessing and tracking children's learning, improve approaches to self-evaluation with a clear focus on improving outcomes for children. So, Section 2.5 outlines that whilst there are areas for improvement, the inspectors concluded that they were satisfied with the overall provision in the school and that the school self-evaluation process will lead to continuing improvement. Therefore, no further visits were required. I draw members' attention to the recommendations, to note the content of the inspection report, to pass this report to the Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee for its consideration, and to congratulate the pupils, parents and carers and staff connected with Morriswood Primary School and Nursery Class on the key strengths and areas for improvement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bob?
Thank you, Leo. It's a great pleasure to be sitting here in front of another good report from Mid Lothian School. I'm very pleased to see this here. The recommendations, I'm very happy to be here. I'd just like to congratulate Mrs. Mather, and would you pass on congratulations to the staff and the pupils on this good report. Just one thing I'd like to ask about, which aspect of the report and its points that the highlight gave you the most pleasure that you got from it?
Thank you. I think for myself and for the staff, it was a recognition of our inclusive ethos, because it's extremely important to us that we meet the needs of all the children that we have. And I think it was very nice to see that reflected back from the inspectors, that that was a strength in the school. Alongside our nursery children and the work that we're doing to make sure that children come up through the school with really positive attitudes to learning and a real say in their learning. And again, to get that validation was really rewarding.
Any aspects of the report, that anything you want to challenge in that, and what actions are you going to take as a result of this? I note there, as Mary said, they're not coming back, but what actions are you going to be taking on from that?
It was an extremely positive experience for us, and I think part of that was the dialogue that we had with inspectors about where we were going to go next in developing self-evaluation and feedback to teachers. I think we were very pleased that the commitment of the staff to self-evaluation and to their own education was seen. And we will now look at how we're giving teachers feedback and how they give feedback to each other. We're also continuing to develop the curriculum in line with increased expectations from Education Scotland. And again, I think we were felt that we... It was a continuation of what we were doing that they had asked for. So I think we've very much got a team who know where they're going next to take that forward.
Particularly pleased to see the happy, relaxed atmosphere in the school and give a really positive learning experience to everyone from there. So congratulations again on this good report.
Thank you. Mrs. Mathers, would you like to put your microphone off, please? Thank you. Mr. Bourne?
Thanks, Leader. It's very nice to see someone from the school here this morning, and it's very nice to read an excellent report. Like Mary, I was delighted on page 25 to note the words, school behaviour is exemplary. We sometimes get the impression nowadays that it's not in schools, but my experience of going into our schools is that it is exemplary, and we have very talented young people who do know how to conduct themselves in the school. So that is fantastic to read. I was also pleased on the same page, in the same paragraph, to read the activities that are going on outside the school, apart from the Ben Moors, which is a wonderful place, of course, and great. I think it's a great thing, P7, when youngsters go to Ben Moor, that you are using the actual local woods. We're very lucky in that area, as we are throughout Midlothian, in having these fabulous facilities on our doorstep, which don't require any great costs for us to make use of and provide wonderful opportunities for youngsters. On the actual report on page 19, the thing that jumped out at me was about the children being happy, polite and settled. And I thought that was an interesting word, a very positive word. The approaches by the staff with reference to social, emotional learning needs of the youngsters. And of course, I always like to focus on nursery, because that is, quite frankly, where it all starts. And if the groundings are right in the nursery, that really sets the youngsters up. So it's good to read a report like that. I've only got one small question, and it goes back to this word settled. I just wonder how many of the youngsters in the school have perhaps coming from families moving into the area from other countries. And also, I think there are one or two army youngsters in the area. And this word settled, of course, is to me a key word, because it's indicating that all the pupils in the school are settled. But I wonder what proportion of youngsters are coming in from other countries and from the army into the school.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Mathers?
Yes, I think the word settled was chosen. Because we do have a significant proportion of children from armed forces families, usually around about 100 children in the school, which is about 25% of our roll, come from the armed forces, and a small proportion of them have English as an additional language. We've had quite a Fijian community, but also other Commonwealth nationalities coming to Morriswood, which has been brought a huge vibrancy and to the school. Across the year, certainly last year, we took in over 50 children during the school year, and we sent out over 40 children to other schools. So something that we did discuss with the inspectors was this amount of change that staff coped with, and they felt our transitions were seamless, and that they didn't see the presence of children who had had very disrupted education for some of them, because they might have been in 5, 6 and 7 schools before they come to us. And that was again another area that we were particularly pleased with.
Just to say, Leader, thank you for that very full answer. It's very reassuring, and I would wish to echo what Bob has said and congratulate everybody in the school, parents, pupils and staff and head teacher, of course, on a fantastic report, and it's good to read that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to echo what everybody else has said. I think it's really important. I think we talk a lot about attainment recently, and we often focus on high schools when we think about attainment, but as head teachers know themselves, you know, much of that work is already done by the time you get into high school. Primary school in early years is so important when we look into the future and how we fix that attainment gap. So also congratulate the team there, and Mary's team and Grace's team as well. So thank you very much. And just one point, it's just a pedantic point, if you like. I welcome the recommendations to congratulate the pupils and parents and carers, like you say, but I wonder if there's been perhaps a typo in the paper and that carers has missed out. So perhaps we can amend that, because I note that you were congratulated on your inclusive ethos, and I think that's very important. Midlothian has a great relationship with kinship carers and kids who are looked after, so I think it's really important that we reflect that. So sorry to be pedantic, but it'd be good if we could just note that. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we make that so, please? Thank you very much. And we can move now on. We all accept these recommendations. Thank you. I'm moving on now to 5.2, Delivering Excellence and Equity in Scottish Education. And this is a report by the Head of Education, but will be spoken to by Dr. Smith. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. Members have before them quite a complex report based on the requirement for Midlothian Council to undertake a consultation within our community regarding the two reports from the Scottish Government, Delivering Excellence and Equity in Scottish Education, and the consultation document Empowering Teachers, Parents and Communities to Achieve Excellence and Equity in Education, a Governance Review. We are requesting permission to undertake the recommendations as set out in Section 1, which I'm not going to read out. Section 2 to 2.4 sets out the background to the consultation. So if you've seen the documents, you'll know that they're quite lengthy documents here. So it sets out the background, I think, quite helpfully in terms of the consultation. Section 3 sets out the highlights, the resource implications, not just within the consultation, but in delivering the Scottish Government's ambition. And the area that I would like to look at is the risk section. The risks, section 3.2 highlights the risks and the timescales within which the Scottish Government wants to deliver the changes in education. However, the lack of detail within the delivery plan is an issue at this stage. We're also concerned about the narrowing of the vision. So what we've in the risk section, the first paragraph, although the delivery plan clearly states in the opening ambition statement that in order to close the attainment gap, our efforts must extend beyond the classroom and across communities and wider public service if we are to succeed. The delivery plan then continues with a narrow focus on school leavers without recognition of the critical role of other services in the community planning partnerships and the third sector in supporting the education to close that poverty and attainment gap. So for us, we're quite concerned just now about what things will look like because there is this lack of detail. Section 4 sets out our recommendations in terms of the timescales for carrying out the consultation and reporting back to the Council in December. Within the report, we also ask you to note that our vision to create a world-class education is about closing the gap. And this is evidenced by our early years provision. Depending on which figures you take, either 98% of our 3- and 4-year-olds or 94.5% if you're talking about the children who have deferred for a year, take up our 3 and 4 placements for 650 hours. Our entitled twos, in year one, only 20 of our entitled twos undertook that provision. That has risen to 160 children due to the really robust response that we've had to that. Our improvements in positive destinations, as we stand today, there are only 4 young people that don't have a positive destination, which would allow us to have our 95% achievement rate this year, if you think about the journey that we've been on, and our examination results over the last 3 years. So we welcome this report from the Scottish Government. However, more detail would be much more helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bob?
Thanks, Kath. Yes, obviously I'm going to be moving the recommendations. It is a big document. We've got them both electronically. The Scottish Government is noted for setting rather tight timescales, and we also have the recommendations, a very tight timescale, for doing the consultations, reporting the seminar to us in November and then on to the Council in December. So we look forward to that. As Mary said, we are punching very much above our weight in Midlothian and what we're covering in the early learning years. And despite the difficulties of the timescale imposed on us, and we will be looking for the government to be providing the proper resources for this. The attainment gap, of course, quite rightly, as Mary says, extends beyond just the education. It goes into health and it goes into so much else. And all these gaps have to be narrowed. We see it, we talk about it in the IJB, as you will know, the health gap that exists between our various communities. And this carries on into the education attainment gap, which, of course, is a big priority for the government. So there's an awful lot of work involved in this, and I'm very pleased to say I think in Midlothian our people are doing very well. And for that, I've moved the recommendations.
Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to speak to this report? Thank you. It's agreed, the recommendations. Moving now on to Item 6.1, Carbon Management Plan 13 to 16, the final report by the Head of Facilities and Property Management, Gary Sherratt.
Thanks, Leader. Well, this is a very short report. It's actually quite an important one in terms of our progress that we've been making over the last 3 years. This report is to give you the outcome of the 2013 to 16 Carbon Management Plan and the conclusion of that particular plan. I'm pleased to report that the target of achieving 25% reduction in our carbon emissions was exceeded, and we actually achieved 31% reduction. We had a target of 8,800 tonnes, and we actually managed to achieve 11,035 tonnes. The appendix to the report sets out more detail as to where we've targeted the areas, and we also note at the end of that report that we are continuing to develop the carbon management plan into its next iteration, and that we are targeting to meet the UK government's target of 42% overall reduction by 2021, which gives us a target of another 11% over the next few years. Pause at that and take any questions.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Thanks, Leers. Thanks, Gary. I think in looking at if we look at the progress review table in the report, in the Appendix 1, it shows that the benefits of our strategy in the waste recycling and that, and moving away from landfill, has helped substantially in this. So that's quite good. And I think once the zero waste plants open, that will help even more. I've just got a question there for you, Gary, and it's really in the table regards the streetlights. In the years 2013-14 and 14-15, there has been a wee blip upwards. I wonder, is there any reason why that would have occurred?
You'll actually see that it's not just in street lighting, it's also in the likes of building energy and others as well. During those years, we actually had a progressive development outlook within Midlothian, and we had more buildings that the council had, whilst we hadn't got rid of some of our older buildings, so we had more of the same. So our emissions actually went up for a period until we started getting rid of some of our buildings through the EWIN programme, reducing some of our old and inefficient energy supplies to those buildings. The street lighting programme, we had increased numbers of lighting columns throughout Midlothian during that period, and then the replacement heads on those columns, which went to LED lighting, has seen the reduction in the carbon emissions come about in the subsequent years. And my street lighting colleagues have told us that we were seemingly second bottom in terms of numbers of lighting columns as an authority, and we're now eighth bottom, an improvement of six places overall. And that's just a reflection in how that looks in the table.
Right. Thanks for that, Gary. I think a very positive report, and we're obviously heading in the right direction. And the fact that we are overachieving in the targets that we've set is a good point. So I would recommend this report.
Thank you very much. Has everyone agreed to accept these recommendations? Thank you. And moving on to 6.2, the Lothian Joint Health Protection Plan 16-18, a report by Director of Education, Communities and Economy, Dr. Smith.
I wonder if I might ask Adele to present this report, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Of course, that's very welcome. Thank you, Adele.
Thank you, Leader. This report is in connection with the Lothian Joint Health Protection Plan 2016-2018. This is formulated under the Public Health Scotland Act and requires that, in conjunction with relevant local authorities, the Health Board must produce a plan and we bring it before members for their consideration. The plan was is a lengthy document and it was made available through the members' library. There are specific aims in the plan which are listed in paragraph 2.3 of the report, specifically around providing clarity about which agency and persons have overall responsibility in protecting public health. And I don't propose to read out the rest, they're there. That's the sort of overarching one for us. In terms of the report, the recommendation is that the Lothian Joint Health Protection Plan for 2016-18 be approved. And there is a requirement that we remit the plan to the Chief Executive to then take that forward and sign off on behalf of Midlothian Council. Thereafter, the plan is made publicly available on the NHS Lothian website, because it is across the Lothian authorities with NHS Lothian, and our website, etc., of course, would direct people to that site to, if they wished to read or access the plan.
Thank you very much. I know it's our practice always to do this and to work in partnership with NHS and the other local authorities, and it details exactly who's responsible for what, so it makes it very clear what to do or who to contact should you need to do that. Also, there's a bit of prevention work in there as well, so we know what to do should the examples given here are avian or pandemic flu, so we all know what to do, and it's a good idea, as always, to have it on the National Health Scotland website and add a link from us to them as well. And for these reasons, I think we should accept the recommendations. Anyone else like to speak, or are we all agreed on this? Thank you very much. We agree that.